Earlier this week, AFSC announced the recipients of their Women in Ag Awards for this year. There are 7 of them, and so over the next few weeks, we're going to introduce you to them on each Friday's episode of The Rural Connection. And we're kicking things off today with Melody Garner-Skiba of Waterton Lakes National Park, who happens to be the executive director of the Alberta Sugar Beet Growers and the president of the Canadian Sugar Beet Producers Association. So we're going to dive into the sweet industry of sugar beets with her in a moment, but we wanted to get her background in agriculture to begin with.
I've been in agriculture since I was born. So my family runs Rocking Heart Ranch, and we started as a mixed farming operation in Saskatchewan. And I remember fondly taking naps in the big old Case tractor and drawing and coloring with my dad during harvest. And then we actually moved our ranching operation in the late 80s to southern Alberta here, where I call home. And we ran cow-calf for years with some quarter horses. And now I run this with my parents and my husband. It's a quarter horse breeding operation. So I've always been in agriculture, but more on the livestock side. So 7 years ago, my paths crossed with the sugar beet industry when I saw an ad that they were looking for an executive director. And I'd never really been on the crop side. So I wanted to learn and see how I could help. And when I did digging and found that it was such a unique industry in Canada, really nowhere else in Canada does what we do here in southern Alberta with sugar beets, I just had to look at it and go, you know what? This is a chance where I can have a foot in both livestock and in crop production. So it was just a really cool adventure and experience for me to undertake at that point.
Are you equally happy, you know, dealing with both, or is there one side that calls to you a little bit more?
I have learned in my past 7 years with the sugar beet industry that I always joke that I work for the sweetest farmers, and I truly believe I do. The farmers that grow sugar beets are just a breed of their own, and they're innovative and progressive, and they just love what they do. And I know that describes every farmer, but I don't know. I just think the sugar beet farmers are a bit more unique. Yet on the flip side, my heart has always been with our family ranch, right? I still am heavily involved in the day-to-day operations of our ranch. So I can't say I love one more than the other. They're probably on equal footing, just very different footings.
For people who don't know a lot about sugar beet, in Nisku, we've got Rayhan Distillery, and they like to do a lot of using a lot of local items in the spirits and everything that they mix. I know that their sugar comes from sugar beets in Alberta. How important are those kind of relationships to the association?
Those are huge. It goes back to a question you asked earlier. I think a lot of people don't understand that Alberta is the last place in Canada that grows 100% domestic sugar. There's no other place in Canada that produces, you know, a sole source of 100% Canadian sugar. So when you have companies like Righand that focus on using Canadian products, that's important, especially in light of coming out of the pandemic. When we talk about food security and we talk about how we can do more here in Alberta, we can grow more, we can process more. Righand is a prime example that we all need to look to see what we can do to help Canadian producers contribute even more.
Any idea just how much sugar beets or how many sugar beets or tonnage or whatever that we produce here? And do we do any trade with the United States or any other partners at all with our sugar beets?
All of the sugar beets that are grown in southern Alberta are refined at the Tabor sugar beet plant that is owned by Lantic, and it operates under the brand of Rogers Sugar. We will produce about 840,000 tons of sugar beets every year. That will turn into about 120,000 to 125,000 tons of sugar, which is actually only between 7 to 8% of the sugar used in Canada. The rest of the sugar that's being used is imported raw cane from places like Guatemala and Brazil. We do export a small amount. We have a tariff rate quota, like a quota that we can access into the U.S. of about 20,000 tons, and it has to be beet sugar. But largely, it is used here domestically besides that specialty sugar that is going into the state.
What would the taste difference be compared to, like you said, cane sugar?
You know, the interesting thing, Cheryl, is a molecule of sugar of sucrose is the same. There's no taste difference.
So why aren't we producing more of it then?
That is the million-dollar question, Cheryl, and one that I am very determined to try to get answered. The simple answer is we do not have a domestic sugar policy. So when we look at all of our major trading nations like the U.S., the U.K., they all have a sugar policy that prioritizes domestic production. Canada does not. My growers can only grow the amount of acres that is needed for the Taber plant because there's no other plant in Canada that does this. And because we don't have a domestic sugar policy, the competitiveness of other plants coming into Canada is really difficult. It's an interesting conversation because we're not supply managed, we're actually production managed.
Government red tape, does it not drive you crazy?
Especially as we're coming out of the pandemic and we're having those conversations around food security, around our impact on the climate. And I look at what our producers in Southern Alberta do with the beets. They're verified sustainable through the Farm Sustainability Assessment. Like, we've got such a great story to tell, but yet we're just having a hard time getting people to listen to it higher up.
We all know that we've got a fairly short growing season in Canada. Alberta depends exactly where you are. Are sugar beets relatively easy to grow in our climate?
They require a lot of heat units and a lot of water. So all of the sugar beets that are currently grown are grown under irrigation. So they're the first crop in, last crop out. So we're planting typically late April, and we do a bit of a mini harvest in September to help get the factory going. But our main harvest is really in October. And depending on the weather, we have harvested into November and December. It really depends. They do require a longer growing season than some of your more traditional crops.
What are you seeing for the future then?
We are really focused as an organization on looking at trying to have those conversations with our federal government about the investigation of the creation of a domestic sugar policy. We are looking and actually have a research project underway in alternative uses for sugar beets besides refined sugar, so that our growers can produce sugar beets for other things, like maybe biofuels, other types of feedstocks for livestock feed, all of that stuff, because we want to grow more. And we know we can have and do more for our economy and the country. So that's a primary focus of the organization right now.
Your views on women in agriculture, is the sky the limit for women in agriculture as far as you're concerned?
100%. This next generation, I am so excited. Whether it's in livestock or crop, I see this next generation of youth in general, but specifically the young women. They are smart and talented and passionate. And I see them really growing up through the ranks and being the next set of leaders. It's phenomenal to watch.
Anything that you'd like to add then, Melody?
You know, we're doing a lot of work around this whole concept of domestic production, that if people want to actually support Canadian farmers, that they look for a black stamp on their Rogers sugar bag, and it starts with number 22. And it's not the UPC code, it's a separate black stamp. And if it starts with 22, you are actually buying sugar that is 100% Canadian and supporting Canadian farmers. And that, to me, is one of the most important messages I can put out there.
That's Melody Garner-Skiba, one of the recipients of AFSC's Women in Ag Awards this year. I'm Cheryl Brooks, and this is The Rural Connection.